For many years, I've been afraid to speak about the Kina of Arzei HaLevanon because its subject, the Asara Haruge Malchus, the 10 great martyrs, is so daunting, but also because its themes are so well known. What is there to add? The death of the great leaders. Yes, we know it didn't happen all at once. It happened over a period of time. The differences between the approaches to describing their deaths on Yom Kippur versus on Tisha B'Av, Ela Ezkira, and the Slichos of Yom Kippur Musaf, Arzei HaLevanon here in the Kinos, these are all themes that people are familiar with. In fact, the Kina itself assumes that you know the story already, so that it only hints at major aspects of what happens. You know, towards the beginning of the Kina, we're told, Yadu Goral Mi Rishon L'Cherev Birura, that there was a lottery to decide who would go to the sword first. And we know from the Medrash in Elio Rabbah, Chav Ches, and I think it's brought in Ela Ezkir on Yom Kippur, that this is between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Shema ben Elisha. But our Kina doesn't say so. Our Kina never even mentions Rabbi Shema ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, by name. He's the second one murdered, almost the first, ends up being the second. He's not even named in the Kina. He's identified once as Zera Aharon, Aharon's descendant. When Rabbi Akiva dies, the Gemara in Brachos, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, says he was reciting Shema. But the Kina here just says he died while saying Echad. One. It says nothing else. In fact, the Kina says there are Harugei Malchus Asara, that there are 10 martyrs, but it only speaks of 8, lists 8. It omits Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Dama. Now, I wonder if this isn't why the Rav didn't give this Kina a long introduction when he spoke on Tisha B'Av and he introduced the Kinos. He spoke about the importance of the death of the individual, about the death of tzaddikim as kapara, as atonement. He spoke a bit about the invocation of these martyrs on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, but that's really about it. And I wonder if this isn't why, because he felt that we basically know this. But this year, while I was preparing a shiur on Pirkei Avos, I had a thought which was new for me. What did the Romans seek to accomplish by murdering these leaders? Obviously, on one level, they're executing particular leaders. On another level, they're intimidating other potential leaders. On still another level, they're breaking the back of the transmission of Torah. But I think they also accomplished something else, intentionally or unintentionally. They eliminated our greatest role models. You know, we often think, I think, of the Asara Haruge Malchus, these 10 martyrs, as role models in their deaths. Their story of martyrdom serves as a model for Jews through the ages, alongside the Akedah of Yitzchak, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. But these are also our greatest role models in Jewish life. They set the bar for mitzvah observance for all who saw them. You know, look at the Kina itself. Notice that it describes each of the 8 who are listed in the act of performing a mitzvah, largely, but not exclusively, surrounding Talmud Torah, Torah study. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is the Peh HaMisgaber BaTorah, the mouth that grows and grows stronger and mightier in Torah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is described with tefillin. Rabbi Akiva reciting Shema, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava fasting, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion gathering people to study Torah, Rabbi Yesheva of HaSofer left nothing from the Torah that he did not fulfill, Rabbi Chutzpis HaMeturgeman has such intensity of study that a bird would be burned if it flew past his breath while he was learning Torah, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua making Kiddush, each of them with a mitzvah. These were living role models, and what they did demonstrated for others the height of what one could achieve. Their presence as living role models is not a small thing. Having leaders like this to watch means that we aren't satisfied with a lower level of achievement. We are aware that there is a higher level because we see it with our own eyes. When you see someone like this, you're aware of what the limits really are. It's like the difference between being a student in a place where no one else is engaged in extracurricular Torah study and a student in a place where everyone has an added mesechta. We need these role models for us as adults, for our nation. In the absence of these Asara Haruge Malchus, these 10 martyrs, our bar sinks. People think that, you know, someone keep a shir, that's a Talmud Chacham. They think that you give a gift to a cause, that makes somebody a Baal Chesed, a person of generosity. They think a 5-minute Shmona Esrei without staring into space makes somebody a person of Kavana. and we don't feel any need to exceed that standard ourselves. That becomes our definition, because we've lost that higher bar. I'll give you an example. Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinoy, the one who inspired this thought, I was giving a shiur about his mission on the third parak of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Hanina ben Chachinoy is a student of Rabbi Akiva, perhaps even on the short list of his second batch of students after the first group died. You see him in Chagiga Yadalat Amid Beis, Nidan and Beis Amid Beis as a student of Rabbi Akiva. Bereshis Rabba Samach Aleph Gimel, I think, is where he's on the list of the second batch of students. The Gemara in Ksuvo Samach Beis Amud Beis tells the story of how he left his family to study Torah, and he stayed in yeshiva for 12 years. It's unclear why he decided to leave yeshiva after 12 years. In one version, Rabbi Akiva has some kind of prophetic vision, and he learns that Rabbi Hanina's daughter is getting married. Rabbi Hanina can't even remember the way home. He doesn't recognize his daughter until he hears somebody call her the daughter of Chachinoi. And when his wife sees him, she has a heart attack as a result of the shock, and he davens to Hashem to bring her back. And this Rabbi Hanina, in Pirkei Avos, the third parak, he says that somebody who turns his heart to empty pursuits is mischayev b'nafsho, makes himself liable for his life. Never turn your heart to empty thoughts. This is the thought of a true masmid, somebody who's truly dedicated. And this is who the Romans took from us. This role model of hasmada, of dedication. My point is not to suggest that the Jewish people would be better off if everybody would now abandon family life for 12 years to go learn Torah and forget what their children looked like. No, we would not be better off. And that story from Ksuvos requires explanation. But my point is that a Jewish people which has scholars who do this, who model total dedication, is a Jewish people who understands what dedication to a mitzvah looks like, and has a proper way to gauge their own commitment. They know what the scale is. Jewish people with balei chesed, people of generosity, who open their homes all the time for the needy and share their last cent, has a proper way to gauge tzedakah. A Jewish people with people of kavana, who daven with true concentration, manifest not necessarily by frantic gestures and contorted brows, but by careful focus on the meaning of words and patient care in speaking with Hashem, they have a proper way to gauge what davening is. A Jewish people with mention who speak only positively and warmly about others and who smile at everyone and never display anger has a proper way to gauge midos in character. And a Jewish people whose leaders in dedication to Torah, to chesed, to kavana, to midos, to character, are massacred by the Romans, we become an Am Alman, a nation that has lost its compass, has lost its greatest role models. That's what we lost with the Asara Haruge Malchus. That's what the Romans took from us. The leaders who would make all of us better by showing us the heights we could achieve.